Time for another Castle Country Focus interview on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM. I'm Dave Hokanson. Joining me today in studio, I've got Noel Carmack with the USU Eastern's Gallery East. We've got a new exhibit going on right now. This one is called Wanderer. It is the third exhibit by photographer Andrew McAllister. He's had two other ones that have been here before. We're going to kind of talk to Noel about the fact that it feels like this is just kind of a continuation of the other two. And of course, we'll let you know it is now open and when it's going to close and how long you've got to get in there and take a look at this one. Noel, thank you so much for coming in today.
Thank you for having me, Dave.
So let's talk about Andrew McAllister, a photographer by trade.
That's right.
And you said this is the third show that he's had here. A couple of other ones he's had?
Yeah, he had one, Observations of a New Westerner, back in 2015. And then another one that was A Town's Less Occupied in 2017.
And it seems like, and you and I were talking before we came on the air, and in reading the press release and everything that he kind of has to say, it seems like this is like a trilogy for him. It almost kind of flows that way. So let's talk about like the subject matter of it and how it all kind of ties in with the other two.
Okay. Yeah, sure. Andrew is what he calls a New Westerner because he's actually from Akron, Ohio. And he's a transplant from the Midwest then to Utah. And since he's been here in the West, he's really gravitated. He's got this affinity for the West, the landscape, or the barren landscape, and some of the small towns that you encounter out here in the Southwest area in Utah, specifically Utah. Southern Idaho, too, as well.
And it sounds like most of these photography sessions and his photographs and stuff come from basically just kind of like a road trip.
That's right. He does a lot of road tripping around in the countryside. The first two exhibits that were at Gallery East were a little bit more formal than what we have now in the gallery. What he was doing was going around and photographing small town sites, main streets, oftentimes, and for me this is interesting, rather than film or taking a photograph of the facade of the buildings, he was taking photographs of the things behind the buildings, those alleyways, those things that are not, you know, normally seen from the roadway or from the sidewalk. And so there's some interesting architectural features and things that are not often seen from the road.
And I would imagine, too, with doing things like that, you get kind of maybe a little bit, I don't know, correct me if I'm wrong, maybe a little bit of a grittier photo and some shadow play,
right,
and things like that.
Exactly. So shadows. I was just talking to some students the other day about how he frames his photos. There's oftentimes some standard of what we might say kind of a fulcrum of the center. So he kind of centers things or places things in interesting positions that are, we might say, kind of visually balanced. So, and there are little subtleties that he includes in the photographs that you might not normally catch.
So let's talk about the exhibit itself, about how many have we got? How many pictures have we got in this one?
There are 30 photographs in this one, and they're all numbered. He's got them in a very specific sequence. And I think his reasoning is that he wants the visitor to the gallery to sort of experience it in a sense, sort of like in brief encounters, like you're traveling on the road and you're coming across something, and he wants you to experience it sort of the way he did.
Kind of putting it together like it's a story, so to speak.
So to speak, yes.
Okay. So this one is going to run until the 4th of December, is that correct?
Yes, the 4th of December. He's got to get the images back up to Logan. And so it'll be a Monday, and then Monday evening we'll have an artist reception from 6 to 8. The public is welcome to attend that. We'll have a few refreshments and you can listen to Andrew talk about his photographs.
Kind of get an idea of what kind of inspiration he draws from and different mm-hmm. things like that.
Sure.
What are the hours of the gallery up there?
The gallery is open from 9 to 5, Monday through Friday, and we're closed on holidays and weekends.
Okay. And is this going to be the final one of the 2023 season?
That's right.
Or year, I guess I should say. Season
that's right.
Start
I program these exhibits by the school year semester. So that'll be the final exhibit of the semester.
And then we'll get started up again in the middle of January, late January?
Early January, yeah.
Okay. Do you know what that one's going to be yet? Or
It'll actually be a traveling exhibit of the Saltgrass printers.
Okay.
Saltgrass is a artist cooperative up in Salt Lake City. And those printmakers really put together some beautiful images. And so that'll be a traveling exhibit during the month of January.
All right. So once again, going on right now till December 4th. And of course, they're going to have that artist reception and talk on the final evening, December 4th, from 6 to 8 p.m. It is Andrew McAllister's Wanderer exhibit going on at Gallery East. Noel, thank you so much for coming in and talking to us today. We really appreciate the time.
Thanks again for having me. Appreciate it.
Now, for more information on interviews like this, you can always check out our website, castlecountryradio.com, and listen for Castle Country Focus on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM.